In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel of today from St. Luke speaks at the beginning on the miracle that our Lord performed when He cast out the demon from a mute man. And when some people commented complaining against Jesus Christ, saying that He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons, He gave us a very important principle in our life. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and the house divided against a house falls. And we want to apply this principle on our life. When we accepted our Lord as a Savior, we became worthy for the kingdom of heavens, the kingdom of God. Worthy does not mean guaranteed to enter the kingdom of God, but means that we can, if we do. We can go, if we do what is according to the commandments which lead us to the kingdom of heavens. Our problem, my beloved brothers and sisters, is that although we are supposed to work for the kingdom of God, but sometimes we are deviated or bent to the kingdom of this world. And this is the problem. And here the division begins. The division begins when I have in my heart two wills, two desires. One desire looking forward for the kingdom of heaven, and the other desire is eager or searching for the pleasures of the kingdom of this world. That's why our Lord, after He gave us this parable, spoke about His kingdom. He said, if I cast out demons by the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. We want today to examine ourselves honestly in our hearts. Are there two different kingdoms or two different kings or two opposite rulers? This is a very important question. It doesn't mean that we will never fall in sin, but it means that we still working at the same time for the kingdom of God while we are engaged for the kingdom of the world. We cannot do that. And this is the mystery, that we don't grow in spirit. Although we spend long time in the churches, although We are supposed to pray, but we are able to pray, and at the same time we are able to watch bad stuff. How come? How come that we spend good time worshiping in our hearts for the kingdom of heavens, and at the same time spending, or let us say wasting a long time for the kingdom of the world? This is the meaning of division. But it doesn't mean that we are not sinners, we are sinners. We need to repent, we need to repent. But we cannot go in the two ways parallel and say that's okay, no problem. We are weak, we live in the world, we have to work for the world sometime and for God sometime. We cannot do that. This is the meaning of division today. The meaning of division is to have in your heart two different kingdoms. Please, desolate from your heart the kingdom of the world. But even if Satan attacks us, if Satan betrays us, we can awake quickly, very fast, and come back on track and correct ourselves, working for the kingdom of heaven. And always, always, when we are attacked by Satan, we can use one of the litanies, one of the prayers of the Lord's Prayer. We can repeat it. The kingdom be done. The kingdom. Father in heavens, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. When your kingdom come, then we will work not according to our will, but according to your will. That's why we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heavens. We pray from all our hearts to work during the rest of the Great Lent. We already had 3 weeks from the 4 weeks. We are at the end of the third week of the Great Lent. Can you imagine that? So we are going very fast to the middle of the Great Lent. And we want to determine truly our line of life, not according to the world, but according to the kingdom of God. Those who work not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, will not be come into condemnation. This is what St. Paul said. Glory be to God forever. Amen.